The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
(800) 228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Hope it's in your speed dial because it's time to tell us what's on your mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon in the wonderful community of Watford City, North Dakota, to kick off their centennial celebration. Thanks to everyone that that turned out in Tioga yesterday. It's been a fun week. We've been touring the patch. Bismarck Monday, and then Tuesday, Stanley, Wednesday, Tioga, today in Watford City, kicking off their centennial celebration. But yesterday's 1 million barrel celebration was an extraordinary day. I think that about 2,000 folks are. I know about an hour into dinner time, they had blown through 1,500 plates, so it was a neat deal. Kudos to Kathy Nesson and the team at Nesson Consulting, and certainly Ron Nesson, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Great celebration, appropriate thank you. For all the pain points folks are going through. And now we're kicking off the 100-year fun in Watford City, North Dakota. And there's a lot going on that we're going to tell you about throughout the program today. Look forward to that. We're also going to talk about not only the centennial events and all the events you can take in. We're also going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Watford City. And there's a lot happening. And of all the oil patch communities, this is one community that just finds a way. They just find a way. I was talking to one of the pastors here in town, and they have a very vibrant faith community here, and the pastors all work together. And I said, well, how is it you guys all work together? I mean, different, you know, that doesn't happen in every town. He just said, well, you know, it's just how Watford City works. You know, there's not a lot of fear, and we don't spend a lot of time lamenting how it was. It is where it is, and we're just going to figure it out. And community, something I talk about a lot, being the number one component of what's necessary in every one of these areas that are growing so fast, having a sense of community. They have it in Watford City. They've kept it, and that despite all the growth. So we'll tell you a little bit about that. Watford City Planner will join us on the program today. We're going to talk to two folks that moved here from Oregon, a truck driver and human resources personnel professional, and just what's that like, just transplanting from Oregon to North Dakota. We're going to talk about that, tell you about the centennial. We'll also catch up with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford and talk about some of the exciting projects that are on the drawing board now as a result of the recent vote. So all that coming up on the program. We have a special guest today, too. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be on the program. And I tell you, that's what's on my mind. Senator Heitkamp and our conversation with her will happen about 10:30 today. And that'll be in our second hour. So next hour, at the bottom of the hour, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. What would you like us to ask of Senator Heidi Heitkamp? We're glad she's joining us on the program, and we appreciate the opportunity we have to interact with Congressman Kramer, as we did yesterday in the weekly talk radio town hall. Senator Hovind, a regular guest, and Senator Heitkamp, not as regular, but when she's on, we want to take advantage of it. So you can let us know what it is you'd like to ask her by giving us a call at 800-228-0550. What do you want to ask Senator Heitkamp? Todd, what's on your mind for Senator Heitkamp?
See, my life is going fine, so I guess I don't really have anything. I should have 15 questions, right?
Oh, that's a good sign. You're in a good place. But I think everybody could. You know, here's partly because I'm here and as I sit here right now this morning in Watford City, I see a community surrounded by a state that works. And you know, yesterday, we didn't talk about this, but the headlines dealt with an economic report that said the last quarter grew at the slowest pace. Well, actually went backwards, right? So the economy went backwards 3%. Worst performance of the economy in 5 years. That's the national economy, okay? So the national economy going backwards, worst performance in 5 years. That's the headlines. And what do we have here? Exact opposite. Fastest growing economy, fastest job growth, lowest unemployment. So here's a question I have for Senator Heitkamp. Is it practical to take every one of your colleagues in the United States Senate and have them come out here and maybe, you know, pick a particular area of interest to them. If it's not energy, if it's agriculture, if it's the regulatory environment, I pick something. Pick anything, any area of interest to them, and find out how we do it here. Learn a little bit about it, sort of a best practices thing, and say, why not come to where things are going in the opposite direction of where the country is going? And I would venture the vast majority of the states they represent. Is that like nuts? Or is that an idea worthy of asking her about? What do you think, Todd?
Go for it. You've got a caller who's got some questions, too, by the way. Phil and I talked to this guy this morning on K-Fire.
Is
David
right?
In San Francisco.
No kidding.
He's been itching to get on with you.
Well, we tend to give priority to folks in the Northern Plains, but I sense you've given this caller a rave review.
Oh, Phil and I had fun.
Did you? David in San Francisco, who's listening along with 30 million others on GCNLive.com, that along with the iHeartRadio app, great way to listen to us if you're not in the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Do you have a question for Senator Heitkamp you want us to ask her?
Well, actually, out here in California, we get spoiled. We tell the senators what we want. We don't ask them.
How does that work out for you? How does that work out?
For us. Well, yeah. you get a lot more than, a few years ago. In fact, when Obama was fresh in, he put together his brand new interior secretary, a guy from Colorado, who was trying to all of a sudden bust the offshore drilling. And once the old boys figured out that if they ruined California's coastline with a bad spill, you know, we got a lot of multi-million-dollar houses along the shoreline here. And if you ruin that shoreline, you're going to ruin the collateral of the Midwest, because a lot of people are invested in the Midwest based upon California shorelines. So the idea that taking a risk with your collateral is a very dumb idea. And so I was, when we tell our senators what we want, we expect some response. Otherwise, they don't get reelected. We do have a problem with that Senator Feinstein, though. She's a pretty big fool. You know, the reason I had called the earlier hour, though, was because did I really hear a priest say that fracking is a good idea?
You know, I'm not so sure that I recall that specific statement, but I think that'd probably be the case, given you have not only that particular priest and or pastor, but all of the pastors here would say, boy, there's an idea of technology that has given people a lot of hope in the way of a new lease on life. In other words, there's an exodus of California. Guess what? There's not an exodus of North Dakota. They're coming here. Why? Because in this case, you've taken the combination of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and found a way to take oil that previously was unrecoverable out of the ground and transform communities.
Okay, and so as stewards of the earth, you know, if these various priests are supposed to represent God, and we the people, in God's plan, we're supposed to be the stewards of the earth, and we're being told that there's some top secret chemical that we can't find out the name of or the composition of is going to be injected deep into the ground, and just trust us, it's going to be just fine.
First of all, David, your premise is wrong, because while there are there are things that are to each company. However, there is a process in place, and North Dakota actually has one, in which they do have to disclose. They do it. And by the way, I don't know if you're familiar with Jim Cramer on CNBC. He came out here a couple of years ago and actually drank the fracking fluid just to prove that there was nothing in there. Unfortunately, David, and this does not surprise me with all due respect, that you would not have all the facts about fracking out in San Francisco. The real story is very different. And so a lot of the theories and the scare tactics on fracking are designed to use it as a tool against fossil fuel development, rather than being legitimate fears.
Oklahoma and Virginia, they're having earthquakes like never before. In fact, Pennsylvania is starting to have them.
Yeah, but David, the connection to fracking, the connection to fracking doesn't exist. Again, you've bought into every boogeyman theory that are just provably not there. There's not one documented case of the water supply being affected by fracking anywhere on the planet.
That's not true. It's not just the water supply. You know, basically, your basic premise that these are dry wells and you're finally getting the last drops out of a dry well. Well, that meant that there are now caves under there that are basically, you know, where the oil used to be.
David, I'm going to choose to take my facts on your assertions from people who that actually are geologists that know this, that live this, and not allow you to do what California does well. And by the way, I hope you keep doing it. Honestly, because California, there's a lot of shale plays in California, and there's a lot of energy that's right now politically inaccessible. And one of the beneficiaries is the state of North Dakota. So
politically inaccessible, you mean they can't drill there because people are smart enough not to let them, or they're going to wait for their price?
I would characterize it a little different than being smart enough. Maybe on the other end of the spectrum, I don't want to. Get into a slugfest with you. I just think, keep thinking the way you're thinking because it's different here and it's based on a lot of facts. So now I know why you have so much fun, Todd. Thank you for that very much. Yes.
You're
more
welcome.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
North Dakota kicking off their centennial celebration today, and before the end of the program, we'll give you all kinds of tantalizing prospects for your next 4 days. It starts today, actually. A free lunch under the tent with pulled pork and trimmings at 11:30 today. They're doing a film festival at the Six Shooters Show Hall. They got a great theater here in Watford City. And then the Centennial Park celebration tonight. They're dedicating this new park. Been a great community project. And tomorrow the all-school reunion kicks off. And there's just a whole big parade tomorrow and a lot going on in Watford City. So if you're looking for some fun this weekend, this is the place to be. And we're going to be telling you about it as we go throughout the program today. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us bottom of next hour on the program, and certainly welcome your questions and comments for her. If you want to get those in ahead of time, we encourage you to call 800-228-0550 and press 1 to leave your message. And also we'll have some time next hour to solicit more topics and questions, and you can also feel free to give me some feedback on my kind of wild idea that she invite all of her Democratic colleagues here. I'm thinking that, you know, since the rest of the country isn't working and this one is working, maybe it'd do her colleagues some good to see a place that works, and maybe a little bit would rub off. All right, we're going to chat with the city planner for Watford City in just a moment here, but Larry in New Salem wanted to weigh in on our caller from California. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I'm still laughing about the loon from California. His comment is the whole intelligence was exposed when he said, well, there's going to be those great big caves under the ground. You know, if there was those big reservoirs that would leave caves, we wouldn't be fracking. I don't know. That is unbelievable what they believe. He contradicted himself right there. If you got big caves under there, what's he afraid we're going to fall into them and disappear off the face of the earth?
Yeah.
The man really needs to do some solid research, not listening, but some reading of actual literature on how it's done and what it's done for.
I got to say, though, there's a part of me that hopes that, you know, they keep thinking that way in California, because we're benefiting from it right now, you know? So,
absolutely. You know, as long as they want to stay regressive and that it just helps the state and the other progressive states, absolutely.
Yeah, good point, Larry. Appreciate the call. I'll get one more in here, Tim in Bismarck. Go ahead, Tim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, that guest from California, he kind of missed your point when you asked him, how is that working for you? He thinks California is working just fine. That tells you how out of touch with reality he is. And then all those million-dollar homes that he has along the coastline, well, guess what? We probably have more taxpayers living in one man camp than you putting all them homes together in California, and then they most likely don't pay much for taxes versus these guys in oil fields making $90,000 to $150,000. Probably pay more taxes than all those millionaires.
All good points. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a bunch, Tim. And I know Joe in Bismarck has a question for Senator Heitkamp, and Cody wants to weigh in, too. We'll get to all of you here coming up on the program. I do want to welcome to the show today our next guest, the city planner for Watford City, Kurt Mullen. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm real good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
With all due respect, the term planning and the oil patch often don't go together.
They do not.
Right? I mean, and there's a lot of places where people lament, oh, my gosh, it's like a bomb went off, right?
It's hectic.
But in Watford City, you seem to have found a pretty good balancing act. How?
I think so. Yeah, I think we've been proactive in this growth. We do have some control. We have some new rules and regulations, which nobody really likes, but they do appreciate. I think the end result will be that we're left with something quality when this is all done.
You had a head start, really, because there was a fair amount of really responsible, you know, community development ahead of the boom really taking off, right?
Correct. Yeah, you know, Watford City has always been a proactive city for most part. We have a real strong city council, a very good mayor, and they were on the right path, I think, at the outset of all this.
Yeah, I always joke that there's something in the water, you know, because, you know, you find a way. You really find a way to get it done. What, right now, obviously, my sense is what's most important to this is, you know, all the X's and O's on the energy side tell us this is here for a long, long time. I mean, Lynn Helms at the recent Williston Basin Petroleum Conference used the term 5 generations at today's recovery rate. Well, get your mind around 5 generations, never mind the changes that are coming, right? Yet, there's you know, not a real sense of community in many of these places. You still have a lot of crew camps. You still have a lot of a hectic pace. So community probably going to be the one thing that is most important to really making these communities grow in a responsible way. Give me a sense on the housing front, which is obviously extraordinarily important to community, how Watford City is doing.
Sure. Well, you know, we're in the process now of going through the iterations of roughly 1,100 new residential building permits going out this year. The potential is there for approximately 1,000 more before the end of the year. Occupancy on those units will be somewhere late this fall, early next spring, which will take a significant chunk out of the impact and the need that we need to fill.
Now, let me get my mind around that a second. So 1,100 different residential, does that mean one of those could be an apartment with multiple housing, one could be a single-family home? What is the,
correct, all units combined.
Okay. So, you know, you're talking about a pretty significant amount of increase in the availability of a place to call home.
Correct. Yeah, we're looking at a city that was roughly 1,400 people 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, now we're pushing that 5,000-6,000 mark of inhabitants that are here in town, probably another 5,000 outside of town in the camps and so on. So trying to get them a better quality situation they can get into is where we're striving for. You know, infrastructure requirements and demands are what's slowing everything down. You know, we don't have deep pockets here in Wofford, but we're doing the best we can with what we've got.
So, and is the ultimate goal, is the big picture goal, is you pencil it out to say, you know, crew camps are serving a function right now, and that they're you know, we don't have the housing stock, but we want to give those folks options so that crew camps play a smaller and smaller part all the time?
Sure. I mean, the intent is we're going through all this and building this infrastructure. Hopefully we can retain some of these folks. And I think in order to do that, we have to offer them a better quality, the schools, the hospitals, the better homes, and we'll retain some of these people. There will always be a need for the crew camps. You know, there's the transient element of the industry that will always be there, those that are here and gone. But again, you know, looking in the as far out as we can, and have some kind of comfortability level with what we're going to be left with when this is done. We do need to put that quality behind what we're doing here to keep these individuals that have families are bringing up here in Wofford City.
There seems to be a wrestling match in some of the other communities about whether this is here to stay. I don't sense that here. Have folks just understood that this is, you know, is there a different perspective on, okay, it's here, it's going to be here, and we need to figure out a way to be ahead of it?
Yeah, you know, I think all the indicators are pointing towards, you know, unless something really comes unraveled and this thing gets sideways, it's going to be here for a long time. You know, these larger companies are dumping millions, if not billions, of dollars into the area in infrastructure to service the industry. I can't imagine those guys would spend that kind of money on a whim. You know, I'm sure they're doing their research. They know how long this is going to be here, what kind of play it takes to get them a return on that investment. I'm assuming it's going to be over quite a period of time.
Last quick question. The pace today, stronger than you've ever seen it? Is it, you know, is this robust development still?
It's an anomaly. Yeah, it's definitely, there's no book you can go to try to deal with what this will be or how it's going to work or how to manage it. It's kind of by the seat of your pants environment right now.
Well, if you had to be flying by the seat of your pants, which obviously the extraordinary amount of growth just makes a reality, you want to be doing it in Wofford City with folks that are really managing it well. So good job on everything you're doing, and thanks for the update today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Exciting news. Kurt Moen, city planner, Wofford City, our guest. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hound here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton, West Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Back in Watford City, getting ready to kick off their celebration. Actually, about a half hour away from the first events beginning. 10, 11, and 1 today, they're doing historical downtown walking tours that start at the Veterans Building and the library. Meanderings of Yesteryear, they call it. Free lunch under the tent at 11:30 today with pulled pork and trimmings, and film festival kickoff 1:30 and 3:30. They're showing at two great shows at the Six Shooters Show Hall. Tonight in Centennial Park starts at 5, food, big feed, and dedication. Should be lots of fun, and then events all weekend long. So we'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the program. We have a guest specifically later on this hour to talk about all the things happening with the Centennial. Joe in Bismarck is waiting to weigh in, and we have a conversation with Senator Heidi Heitkamp coming up at 10:30, and I've been soliciting questions and comments not only on my proposal, for Senator Heitkamp, and that would be to invite every one of her colleagues to come to places like Watford City and anywhere really in North Dakota and just find out what we're doing differently, but also welcome your questions or comments. Do you have a question you want us to ask, Joe?
Yes, Joe. Yes, I do. I just became a citizen of your state, so I don't know much about this this Heitkamp, but I know she's a Democrat. I'm a Republican, but I still... You know, I'm an independent, so I find out where they stand on issues. And I have one question for her, if you could ask it.
Okay.
For me, I want to know if she approves of gay marriage between same-sex couples. And all I want is a yes or no answer from her. You know, right. I imagine she'll go into a long spiel about one way or another, but most people, it's either yes or no. And that's kind of the answer I want from her.
All right. We'll add that one to the list, Joe, and I appreciate that. And I also applaud your suggestion that they just answer yes or no, because that's kind of tough to get out of it. And by the way, that's not exclusive to the Democratic Party. To try and get a yes or no answer out of a politician, period, is no easy feat. But I'll do my best, okay?
Well, if you can pull it off, I know you're very good then. Thanks a lot.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it. Hey, Joe, where'd you move from?
I moved from Iowa.
All right. You're an Iowa transplant.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And what brought you to North Dakota?
Well, there's no work in Iowa, so North Dakota is the place to be.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, appreciate that very much. Well, you have a similar story to our guests that are joining us here in Watford City, who today have chosen to celebrate their 4-year wedding anniversary on What's on Your Mind. We are very honored with that. And Trevor Stevens and Andrea Bochy are here. Trevor's a truck driver. Andrea works in the payroll for Nuvara. But they are transplants from Oregon. And Andrea, first of all, congratulations on your wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
And Trevor, congratulations to you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you much.
So, Trevor, we were chatting before. This sort of started with you wanting a new career opportunity, huh?
Yeah. Back home, I was just mowing lawns, and it was getting kind of boring. Wasn't really going anywhere. So, I heard about this out here, and we kind of came out on a leap of faith and. Just got here on a Wednesday, started our jobs on a Monday, and I've been loving it ever since.
And that was how long ago?
December of 2012.
All right, so
almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years ago. So, okay, you know, hearing about it and then wondering, am I gonna find a job, or two different things? You literally came out here without a job.
Yep, I didn't have a job. I hadn't contacted anybody. I was kind of advised to just get out here and you'd get hired. So we came beginning of winter, which was a good time. A lot of people were looking for workers then, and so we didn't have any problem at all.
And Andrea, when he first brought up this idea of, hey, let's put Waregon in the rearview mirror, we're going to go there and I'm going to try and find a job, what were your thoughts?
Well, we do have a friend that was working out here, and when we ran the numbers, it just made sense.
Ran the numbers?
Yeah.
You said, okay, yeah. We can make a little more.
We've always had financial goals, and we didn't see them getting anywhere back home, and so it just made sense, yeah.
And did you have an idea of what you wanted to do?
No. I was actually trying to be a teller back home, and so when I came out here, that's the first job I applied to, and it's the first job I got, so.
So you started as a teller,
mm-hmm.
and you've already switched jobs, and
yes.
now working in payroll for Navarra.
Yes.
So I want to talk about as, you know, a couple that's obviously, in your case, now married 4 years, and transplant, moving here, what the community's been like. First get here, what'd you do, Trevor?
Well, the first night we were here, we kind of just parked on a lot and were sleeping. We got really cold, so we decided to call a RV park south of Watford there a little ways, and they were really receptive and helpful. When we first got there, they came by, made sure everything was okay, helped us hook everything up. They said if we got too cold to come down to their house and we'd get blankets, and we were just really kind of shocked. I mean, they were just so helpful and so nice, and back home, that's not the case usually. So,
did you find that too, Andrew?
Yeah, people are a little too busy back home. People take the time of day to make sure you're doing good here. It's like really a sense of community. I know that our pipes were frozen when we first got here, and it takes a while for the trailer to thaw out. And so we were offered by multiple locals to come use their showers.
So you were well prepared, more than most. You know, you were seeking the opportunity, but you had the camper. You had we're gonna probably have to live a little camp like lifestyle to start things, aren't you?
Yeah, we started out in the camper for the first 2 weeks, and then Nuvera, which used to be Power Fuels, hooked us up with some company housing within about 2 weeks. So we only had to rough it for a couple weeks, but we learned a lot. And where we come from, it doesn't really freeze much, and I think it was below zero a couple nights when we first got here, so there was a definite learning curve.
Now, you mentioned you were mowing lawns in Oregon just to make ends meet, and that's why you come out here. Did you know what you wanted to do?
No, I didn't have any idea. I met a couple truck drivers, and I thought it'd be a fun career, but to me, it had always been an over-the-road type of thing, and I didn't want to do that. To where out here, I'm home every night. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. They're big rigs.
And the training part of it, the CDL, all that pretty easy?
Yeah. I started out as a swamper, and then I moved into the wash bay. I'd train on the weekends on my off time, and Newberry has a lot of really good drivers. It didn't take me long to pick it up, and then I took my test in the spring and started driving last spring, so it's been fun since then. And that's not a very, you don't have that opportunity back home. They want you to have 2 or 3 years of experience, so it was interesting.
What's your long-term goals here, Andrea? You mentioned that this sort of penciled out. Is North Dakota going to be home? Is it a matter of, hey, we're here and we're going to, you know, make more money than we could back home, and we want to do something else? Or, you know, given how it sounds like the two of you have really found a welcoming and friendly community, mm-hmm. Just walk me through that process of what you thought coming out versus what you think today.
Well, I thought that I was going to be coming out here with blinders on, just getting through the work and putting our money together and then heading back home. But the plan is to get to a financial point where I can stay at home and start a family.
And would you do it here?
We've considered it a few times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We started out, we were coming here for 2 years, and then it moved to 3, and then it moved to 5, and it seems to just keep getting pushed back. So don't know for sure what's going to happen, but this is definitely a nice place.
What would be the tipping point? Obviously, there's always the ping of home, right? So you get family and all that, and I imagine that's difficult, and they probably think, North Dakota, what are you guys doing? But obviously you've proven that this was a good decision for you, given where you were and where you're coming from. But what as you're writing pluses and minuses down, what would it take for you to say, we're going to stay and raise our family here?
I think it would have to be, right now everything's kind of on a rotating schedule. The oil field never sleeps. And I think it would have to settle down a little bit as far as that's concerned. And that might be a career change for me. But I think that's the big key, because when we do start our family, I want to be very, very involved with that. And right now, it's tough working hard. I work 6-12s, so that's...
And, Andrea, I imagine you're in obviously, with the payroll, probably more of an 8-to-5 kind of position. Would that be right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be tough. Hubby's got a crazy schedule, huh?
Yeah. It is. We have about, two weekends a month off together, or maybe a little bit less than that, because it's every 5 weeks we have a day off together on the weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, setting the schedule aside for a second, how about just the other things? As the idea of, okay, being a mom here, raising a family mm-hmm. here, do you see Watford City as being the kind of community to be a great place to raise kids?
Yes, I do love the Rib Fest, the Home Fest, Oktoberfest. You know, there's all the little street fairs in the main street. It's so fun. It's a great place to bring your family. But I'd like to see maybe like a rec center, kind of like what Dickinson has. You know, something you can take your kids to in the winter. Because I know that people that do have families here, the children sometimes get a little bit cabin fever. But so that's probably what it would take for me, some kind of rec center.
Sure. Now, the housing situation obviously changing immensely. We just talked to Kurt Moen about 1,100 approved building permits right now for residential, obviously, you know, all facets of them and continuing to grow and everything else. I mean, do you talk about when you first came out, it was a camper,
right.
Right? And not even be able to use the camper the first couple of nights.
Right.
Now where are you staying?
We have Power Fuels housing. They provide housing for most of their employees, so we have our own 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and we rent it from them, and so that's working out pretty good.
How's that, Andrea? Feel like home?
Yeah. It's a single wide, and the apartments don't allow animals, and the trailers do, and it's like a kind of being able to have my animals when my husband's away all the time is a big deal.
Are you a dog lover?
Oh, I have two cats.
Two cats!
And no more.
but ultimately, obviously, you'd want a home, right? You
right.
want your own, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And what were you going to say?
I was going to say it is good to get in with company housing, though, at least while you're getting your money together, because it is a discounted rate. So.
Yes, a great. Vera's been an innovator in that area and really done an incredible job, because obviously they need people and they know that they need housing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you two are a prime example of that. You're still here.
Right, exactly.
You know, longer than you thought you were going to be.
Exactly.
Just because of that. How about the pace? Back to that, Trevor, as far as, you know, the ultimate schedule. And, you know, hey, if we put up stakes here, we raise our family here, I want to be able to be a dad.
Right.
Is it evolved and changed in the time you have been here?
I think that things are slowing down a little bit as far as, you don't see the guys working 180-hour weeks anymore type of thing. But, I think eventually it's going to get there. I think the infrastructure is going to be here, but right now there's just such a shortage of employees, such a shortage of services that everybody's got to work hard. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right, yeah.
You don't come here to work 40 hours a week, so.
Yeah, exactly. But you probably wouldn't want to work 40 hours
no,
a week, necessarily right now.
Not
right,
right now. Right now it's nice to have the extra work.
But see a path to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fascinating. Well, I think the best thing I heard from this is just how welcome you feel.
Yes.
I mean, you really are getting that sense of community from people that are here. You're, you know,
mm-hmm.
come here not knowing anybody, and you know, what does your family think, Andrea? Back home,
they're proud of us. They're happy to see us meeting our goals. Yeah,
that's neat. They aren't being selfish and saying we want them home.
We have a few of those. But.
My mom's the big factor in that, and she'll be here beginning of next month, so she's coming to live. My stepdad works in the shop already, so
no kidding.
Bringing the rest of the family out. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Well, that might tip the balance.
That could help.
That
could help significantly.
That and the work schedule, and we're in business here. Well, fascinating story from both of you. Really, really appreciate you joining us and sharing a little slice of everyday life in Watford City, North Dakota, and a neat story that I think. If we're going to ultimately build the community and sustain this for the long haul, we're going to have to repeat over and over and over again in this great state. Other folks just like Trevor and Andrea. Thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And happy wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
Big celebration tonight?
That's the plan.
All right. Sounds good. Really appreciate the conversation. Talking Centennial in Watford City next. Plus, we'll be getting more of your calls after the top of the hour on our guest, Senator Heidi Heitkamp at 10:30. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Let me tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. Talked to a few growers in the patch on this trip, and they're talking about what a challenging growing season it has been. And it certainly has been. And wet is one word we hear a lot. Well, guess what? You're an Apache sprayer owner. You're doing better than most because of the light footprint on the Apache. And that's one of the reasons of many to own an Apache sprayer. The other is the fact that my friends at High Plains Apache have the ET Ag Center now. And so parts for that Apache, and by the way, for any sprayer, at your fingertips. 50,000 parts in both the locations, Mandan, Fargo as well, in stock. And if they don't have it, they drop ship it to your door in a day or two. So there's another reason, quite honestly, to do business with our friends at High Plains Apache. All you need to do really is talk to people that own Apache sprayers. That's what I found. When you talk to them about it, you know, the resale value, the quality of the equipment, the warranty, the service they do get, which is rare because they don't need it. I always joke that the guys back in the service shop at High Plains Apache are like the Maytag repairman, for crying out loud, because this thing just doesn't break down. But they do have the good parts team there, the service team. They're for you. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. Call them in Mandan, 701-663-2375. In Fargo, 297-6464. Again, online at highplainsapache.com. High Plains Apache, your Plains Apache sprayer dealer. All right, talking Centennial in just a moment. A number of calls have come in. We've asked a question, what do you want us to ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp? I have told you my plan is to ask her to invite every one of her colleagues to see a place that works. And I think there's a way to do that without being arrogant about it. In other words, say, hey, where I live, pretty special, you got to see it. But to say, hey, come find out how we've managed to have the fastest growing economy at a time when the country is literally going the opposite direction. Yesterday's economic report, 3% decline in the economy. The economy shrank by 3% last quarter. That's the worst performance in 5 years. So it's a good time to have this conversation, I think. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550. Here's a question. Came in from a listener in Montana. Roll that.
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to ask Senator Heitkamp to look at all the people suitcasing the money to Mexico at Walmart in Williston on Friday and then justify all the Americans that are sitting at home. How we can give all these jobs to these illegals. I've been here 4 years in the Bakken, and the work has gone from a few percent to probably 40% to the illegals. And they're the ones who vote for Obama on the anti-energy bills. Thanks, Scott.
All right. A lot there. Maybe we could just save that one for I could take your point. LaVon and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, LaVon.
My question for Heidi is she still as thrilled about Obamacare as she was?
All right. Are you still?
She wrote me a letter saying how wonderful she thought it was in February. Well, since then, my daughter lost her insurance because of Obamacare. Then she was told when she went for getting insurance, they put her on Medicare, and then they dropped her off of Medicare. And I thought maybe she had done something wrong in her paperwork and stuff, but I have since been told that there are quite a few young women who had insurance, lost it, were put on Medicare, and then found out that Medicare rejected them.
And did she use the term wonderful in this letter to you, talking about Obamacare, just overall her themes were that this was a good thing?
It was a good thing. I'm not going to say she used the word wonderful. And I wish I had my letter in front of me right now because I do say those things. But I'm just wondering if she still thinks it is such a good thing as it was. Because of all the people that they talk about being signed up, what about all the people that no longer have insurance?
Sure.
And like my daughter said, I had insurance and I could pay for it. Now I have no insurance.
Very good point. We're going to bring it up for her. Good question, LaVon. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. Roger Castleton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Roger.
Yes, your comment or your idea of Heidi coming to North Dakota with the senators to see what is going on in North Dakota is a very good idea, but I wonder if it's going to sink in. I think they should probably, right after that, go to Detroit, Michigan, and see what 60 years of liberalism has caused that city. My question for her is she votes with Obama 96% of the time. Will she truly understand what's happening in North Dakota?
If she votes with him, how could she possibly understand what's happening in North Dakota?
Exactly. She votes with him 96% of the time. Is she going to really comprehend on her fellow senators, comprehend what's happening in North Dakota? They don't seem to get it.
Yeah, that, I got you. Because in your view, voting with Obama, and by the way, in my view, is what's led to a lot of the rest of the country going the exact opposite direction of North Dakota.
Well, just look at Illinois and look at Detroit, Michigan. That's an example of what's going to happen to the United States.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call, Roger. Roger and Castleton, will add to the list. Pat and Bismarck, quickly, 20 seconds for you.
Two questions for the senator. One is, if the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is a sovereign nation, why do they vote in North Dakota's election and North Dakota cannot vote in their election? And the other is, if there's such a large amount of unemployment down there, why don't those people pull up their bootstraps and go up into northwest North Dakota and become gainfully employed?
All right. Pat, thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, friends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.